Welcome back to the show. So in last week's episode, in case you missed it, it was all about how the podcast has hit 10,000 downloads, and I am still not over that. I will never be over that. I mean, 10,000 downloads is so huge. And so last week's episode was kind of like a birthday episode, obviously like a celebration of the show hitting 10,000 downloads, and also a little bit of behind the scenes of what's been going on in my life personally and in the business personally, and a really exciting update that, hello, your girl is on YouTube now. I'm so excited about that. If you haven't already, go to the show notes and subscribe to my channel, please, because I need all the subscribers I can get. And I also, in the episode, was talking about the things that didn't go so well as really just like a growth aspect of like, here's what I wish I would have did sooner, things I could have been better at, and here's the things that I feel like I did really strongly, really well in my 3 years of podcasting and in the 2 years of this show being live. And so with being on YouTube, I discovered what actually grew my show by far of all time. And I can't wait to share that with you because we're getting into what literally moved the needle in me crossing 10,000 downloads, because without me doing this thing, I don't think I would be at 10,000 downloads. And so if you're ready to hear the strategy that actually helped grow my show to 10,000 downloads, you are in the right place. You are listening to the Momsuite Podcast Show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and get your podcast visible as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast coach and a podcast manager who has helped hundreds of women make money with their podcast alongside their online business. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we get into the episode, I just have to tell you that if you need help editing, uploading, and scheduling your podcast episodes to actually stay consistent week after week, that is what I do. If that is something that you want taken off of your plate to not only give you more time with your family, but to also have professional sounding episodes with higher sound quality, feel less stressed by not dealing with all of the tech, and to help you stay focused on other tasks that actually move the needle forward in your life and with your online business, head to the show notes and click on the podcast management link to learn more. Okay, my friend, we are just going to dive right into it. I am not holding anything back. If you know anything about me, if this is your first time listening, thank you so much for being here. If this is not your first time listening, thank you so much for being here and for hitting play again. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. And with that being said, I do not gatekeep around here and I do not dance around things. Like, I get to the point on this podcast, right? Because we are moms, we are busy, we have things to do and a podcast to grow. And so what helped grow my show the most, looking at my analytics for my podcast, was the Momsuite Podcast Summit that I hosted in January of 2025. And I don't know why I was shocked, but when I looked at the analytics, I was like, oh my gosh, January of 2025 was actually the most downloaded month of ever, like of all time of the podcast history. And so I was like, wow. And the whole reason why I kept digging into my analytics, because to be honest with you, I actually don't check my analytics a lot because for one, it can really mess with your mindset, right? Like, there's so much imposter syndrome already, you know, of like not feeling like you're enough, not feeling like your show is growing. My show is smaller compared to other shows. So I really don't look at my analytics a whole lot. And so what had happened was I have been filming these YouTube videos, okay? And I will say I just got done filming my third YouTube video and it actually took me 40 minutes instead of like 3 hours. So that was a win for me. So I'm already getting faster, which I'm excited about. But my first episode was about how I've hit 10,000 downloads on the podcast. And I did not love the first take of the video, which, to be honest, the first take of the video was actually last week's episode. I filmed that as a YouTube video and I repurposed it for the podcast. And so I didn't love how it turned out. And so I filmed this video like 3 to 5 times. I don't even remember at this point. And if you want to watch the YouTube video, you can totally do that in a few days, because if you're listening live, the YouTube video about hitting 10K downloads, where you can actually see visually behind the scenes inside of Captivate, which is why I'm so excited to start YouTube, because I'm going to be able to visually show you my screen and like visually walk you through things. And I'm such a visual person that this is just like, I'm so excited for this new aspect of my business. The YouTube video is actually going to go live in a few days where you can see the behind the scenes. But the YouTube video that I filmed for the first time, that's actually the audio of last week's episode, that video is not being aired. But anyways, as I was re-filming this video for, again, the third or fourth or fifth time, I was looking at the analytics, and then that's when I was like, oh my gosh, like that's what actually grew my podcast, because that month, which was January of 2025, it had more downloads than any other month in the history of my show. And so obviously that was due to the summit. So I want to dive a little bit more deeper into that, because hosting the summit was a huge thing. I mean, I still have not recovered. I mean, the tech was teching. It was very awful on the tech side, on my side. Luckily, everybody else had a positive, for the most part, I think, outlook on it, and everybody had great things to say about it. And so that was a positive. But a huge downfall for the summit for me was I feel like I missed so many signups, because when I say the tech was teching, it really was. Like most people, I guess, didn't have a problem signing up. And then it was like every hour for days. And this summit was for days. Okay. It wasn't just like a 2-day summit. This was for days. And it felt like every hour somebody was messaging me or emailing me saying that they cannot sign up, that they weren't able to grab their free ticket. And it was just very, very like draining and exhausting, and like it sucked. That part sucked. And so aside from that, though, I had so much fun hosting the summit. And the thing that grew the show the most when it comes to the summit, it wasn't really just the summit itself, but it was like a multitude of things. Like, yes, of course, like it was the online event that I was hosting, but the heart of it was collaborating with other business owners that were complementary to my niche, right? So as a podcast manager and a podcast coach, I invited like 37 other speakers, 36 other speakers who complemented the podcast world, and they complemented what my audience wanted to learn from. And so I invited them to be a speaker at my summit, and some said no because of other time commitments and other reasons, I'm sure. And then most of people who I invited to be a speaker, they said yes. And so they got on board, they got all the information, they filmed their training, and then they shared about it with their audience. So I was able to grow my email list from the summit, because how the summit works, and I've been a part of a lot of different like summits and a part of a lot of different like online just like things in general. And the very first thing that I remember joining that was like, it was actually a bundle. Yeah, it was. It was a bundle. And so I signed up for a bundle, and, you know, I signed up, but like you get access to a portal and then you can grab the things that you want to grab. But like, it didn't even matter if you grabbed it or not, because every single person who contributed to that bundle, they got your email. And so I'm still probably getting emails literally to this day from that bundle. I mean, my email was given to all the contributors. And so I knew right away that like, I didn't want to do that. I wanted it to be valuable, not only for me, but for my speakers. Because if my speakers had access to every single person who got a free ticket, right? So I think there ended up being like about 400 people who signed up total. And I would literally have to give out 400 different email addresses to all 36 of my speakers. And all 400 of those people would be bombarded with emails. And that just didn't feel good to me. So anyways, as the host of the summit, I got all the emails for the free tickets, but it was up to the ticket holder, the person who signed up for the summit. They get access, and then they have to go in, and then they can pick and choose who they want to learn from and what they need to know right now. And so I found that was a huge value, because I wouldn't want somebody to download my stuff if they didn't want it. So when I'm a part of bundles or speaking events and those types of things, I don't want my email to be given unless they actually want to sign up for what I have to offer. And that, my friend, is what makes an aligned lead and a warm lead or even a hot lead, right? So actually a little disadvantage is that like everybody who signed up for the Momsu Podcast Summit, they might not have been my ideal client, but they had access to these amazing, you know, other business owners and speakers, and they had the opportunity to then sign up for their email list. So overall, I can get on my soapbox about emails and email lists and things like that, but overall, I was able to grow my email list, which was amazing. And then inside of those emails from the summit, I was able to link to my podcast. And so I made sure that my podcast was linked all throughout this summit. So right there on the main page, as soon as they signed up for the summit, they immediately got emails with my links to the podcast. When you log into the portal for the summit, you were again shown, hey, I have a podcast. And that definitely helped and got clicks and all that good stuff. And then I also decided to take this a step further, which I said I was going to do it. And then I actually changed my mind and was like, yeah, no, never mind. I'm not doing this. And then I changed my mind again. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to do this. And so what I did was I invited 7 of those 36 speakers onto my podcast. And so I need to go into more detail about this, but I actually do not have a lot of guests on my show. If you have, you know, caught on, if you are not a new listener, but if you are a new listener, I do not really have guests on my show, and there is a strategic reason behind that. And so I have been a part of other shows as a guest and all the things, and that's amazing. And I love podcast guesting for growth. And, you know, every show is different. Some shows people really thrive with interviews, and some shows people really thrive with solos. And so honestly, it really just comes down to like the core of your show and what the values are and like what your goal is, right? And so for my show, I don't really have a lot of guests on my show, but I decided that for this summit, I definitely wanted other people to be on it, right? Because I wanted to highlight the summit. And that was the main thing, is I wanted to grow the summit. I wanted to grow the signups for the summit. And so what had ended up happening was I invited 7 people to be a speaker on my podcast. And I also got a little bit behind in all the summit things going on. And so I ended up actually posting 2 episodes a week for, I think, 3 weeks is what it really boiled down to. So I ended up publishing 2 episodes a week for, like I said, about 3 weeks. And so if you are publishing, say, 2 episodes a week on your podcast and you're promoting it and also other people are promoting it, I mean, that's just a recipe for growth, because what was actually happening was I was publishing episodes 2 a week on the show, which means my subscribers were getting notified that I had 2 new episodes per week, right? And then also the guests that I had on, they were then telling their audience about the podcast episode, probably through Instagram, probably through an email. I didn't track all that, but I know that they shared about it. And then also I was sending emails about it too. And I also recorded, obviously, the video of the interview, and I made that into a reel for Instagram. And so with all those things happening, plus the fact that my podcast foundation was already like set, right? Which I finally named my method of like your podcast, like doing work for you, which I call the S-flow. So like, this is the first time I'm saying it out loud, but following my S-flow framework, in addition to, you know, promoting it and having guests on my show and consistently publishing 2 episodes per week. And so I know that was a lot, but that's definitely what's grown the show in the history of the show so far. And then the other thing that worked in addition to the summit was the fact that I had dynamic ads on the podcast. So if you're not sure what a dynamic ad is, I recommend listening to episode 98, because I go into more detail about dynamic ads on that episode. But in a nutshell, I was able to record an internal ad. So I basically recorded a commercial for my summit. I put it inside of Captivate, which is my podcast host. If you need a good podcast host, I cannot recommend Captivate enough. Okay. You got to go check out Captivate. There is a direct link to check out Captivate in the show notes. But I was able to take my internal ad, which again is basically a commercial for the summit that I recorded, right? Edit it, do all the fancy stuff. And then I put that into Captivate. I set up what is called an attribution link, which was a link to the summit. And then I put the audio in there. And then I put that in. And then I put that on all of my podcast episodes as a pre-roll ad. And so what that means is I have over 100 episodes on the podcast. And so what that means is all of the episodes, even to my trailer in December of 2022, In my very first podcast episode in January of 2023, it didn't matter what episode you clicked on, but you heard that pre-roll ad for the summit. So even though that episode was posted in December of 2022 or January of 2023, whenever, or even any time in 2024, they were going to hear that ad for the summit. And I obviously would say the dates so that they would know, okay, even though I clicked on an older episode, but this ad is for like right now. And that attribution link I was just talking about allows that link to be in the show notes. So I don't have to go in the show notes and paste the link. It's just there for them to click on no matter how far back they go. So hosting the summit as a whole, putting the summit as a dynamic ad on the podcast was most definitely what made my show grow the most so far in the history of the Mumpsy podcast show. And I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of the event, and it was so amazing. I am so excited about all the future events that I have planned. And if you want to get on the wait list for the next summit, the link for that is in the show notes. And the link for the YouTube video will be in the show notes of this video as soon as it is live. If you are listening in real time, go to YouTube, type in Pamela Krista, make sure you subscribe and be on the lookout. If you are listening any time later than this recording, then be sure to click the link in the show notes so that you can watch the video and make sure that you comment and say, I'm from the podcast. I'm watching this video from the podcast. That would be amazing. And as always, if you love this episode, I would really appreciate a review. That is what helps the show grow. That is how I know that you really love this podcast. I read every single one. I would love to read yours on the air. So please go to Apple and leave me a review and a 5-star rating. That would be so amazing. And I hope that you have the most beautiful day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.